News when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow.
Karen, we begin with new developments in the global trade war. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of International Trade has blocked many of President Donald Trump's tariffs on imports from dozens of countries. The court has declared them illegal, throwing his tariff strategy into turmoil. We get more from Bloomberg News senior editor Derek Wallbank.
All of the Liberation Day stuff that Donald Trump did, the 10% global reciprocal tariffs, the reciprocal trade deficit-based tariffs that were put on top of that, all of that's done under this emergency authority. And essentially what the court said was, you can't do that, and you have 10 days to undo that. Now, the Trump administration is appealing this decision, so it's possible that the U.S. Supreme Court may ultimately have the final say. It also puts negotiations with foreign countries into a bit of a question mark formation, because the Trump administration now is negotiating from a position of substantial more weakness, because there's a possibility that even as countries negotiate, there may not be a full threat on the other side of the ledger.
Bloomberg News senior editor Derek Wallbank says the ruling does not affect President Trump's first-term levies on many imports from China or sectoral duties planned or already imposed on goods, including steel.
And again, Nathan, as we heard, the Trump administration is already promising to appeal. A White House spokesman says unelected judges should not have the power to decide how to properly address a national emergency. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the tariffs are an important foreign policy tool. In a filing in this case, Lutnick says India and Pakistan only agreed to a ceasefire this month after President Trump offered both countries trading access. And even after the court's ruling, Japan's top trade negotiator is still headed to Washington today for a fourth round of talks with the U.S.
As for the Wall Street reaction, Karen, Goldman Sachs says the ruling is only a temporary setback to the president's trade agenda and can be offset by other taxes. The bank says the judgment halts 6.7 percentage points of levies announced this year, and the White House could use other tariff tools to make up for that. For full tariff coverage, stay with Bloomberg. Today, we speak with White House Trade Counselor Peter Navarro. That's at 8:45 Wall Street time on Bloomberg Radio, Bloomberg Television, and the Bloomberg Podcasts page on YouTube.
Before this decision came down, Nathan, Wall Street analysts have been debating whether President Trump is willing to follow through on his trade threats. A columnist for the Financial Times coined the phrase the taco trade, as in Trump always chickens out. President Trump was asked about it in White House remarks heard on Bloomberg Radio.
Chicken out. I've never heard that. You mean because I reduced China from 145% that I set down to 100 and then down to another number? And I said you have to open up your whole country. And because I gave the European Union a 50% tax tariff. And they called up and they said, please, let's meet right now. Please, let's meet right now.
President Trump says when it comes to backing away from high tariff rates, it's called negotiation.
Well, Karen, markets are getting a lift on the tariff ruling. They are also seeing a boost from earnings from NVIDIA. Sales for the AI chip giant rose a better than expected 69% to $44.1 billion. And NVIDIA says it expects revenue in the second fiscal quarter to come in at about $45 billion. That's despite new export restrictions costing about $8 billion in Chinese revenue. We got reaction from Bloomberg Intelligence senior analyst Mandeep Singh.
Had it not been for the China write-down, this company would have posted revenue which was 5% higher than the $44 billion number. And the guide would have been almost 15-20% higher. So yeah, we're talking about $8 billion in lost revenue. So clearly, whatever they're doing, they are able to make up that revenue lost in China with some other customers because it's in line with consensus.
That's Bloomberg Intelligence senior analyst Mandeep Singh, and shares of NVIDIA are up more than 5% in early trading.
Nathan, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang is warning that Chinese AI rivals are now more formidable. In an interview with Bloomberg after the earnings report, Huang says companies like Huawei and others are filling the void left by the American departure from the Chinese market.
Without American technology, the availability of Chinese technology will fill the market. And so, you know, whatever we offer has to at least be competitive and has to add value to the market.
And NVIDIA's Jensen Huang added that U.S. restrictions on exports to China have effectively locked NVIDIA out of the country. He joined Bloomberg's Ed Ludlow for a special edition of Bloomberg Technology. For the full conversation, head over to the Bloomberg podcast channel on YouTube.
And Karen, there are new sources of tensions this morning between the U.S. and China. The U.S. plans to start aggressively revoking Chinese student visas. Let's get the latest on that with Bloomberg's Lisa Mateo. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Nathan. It is Secretary of State Marco Rubio making that announcement in a statement, saying that it would include those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. Now, the U.S. will also be taking a closer look at future visa applications from the People's Republic of China and Hong Kong. And that decision, well, it comes just weeks after the U.S. and China negotiated a truce in their tariff war. And now China blasting the move, its foreign ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning calling it, quote, politicized and discriminatory, adding that it's only going to further undermine the U.S.'s image in the world and national reputation. China had the second most students in the U.S. of any country in 2024, just behind India. Lisa Mateo, Bloomberg Radio.
Time now for the Bloomberg Sports Update, and we bring in John Stashower. John.
Thanks, Karen. All four conference final series in the NBA and NHL were 3-1 after four games. The first of the game fives, NBA at Oklahoma City, blowout win for the Thunder, 124-94 over Minnesota. OKC going to the NBA Finals, first time since 2016. Florida Panthers, 5-3 win at Carolina to win that series in five. Panthers go to the Stanley Cup Final for the third year in a row. 1-0 win for the Yankees over the Angels. The Yankees stay hot. They've won 16 of their last 20. That's your Bloomberg Sports Update.
Thanks, John. And that's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Karen Moscow.
I'm Nathan Hager, and this is Bloomberg.